What's up, listeners? It's your host, Chief Swiftwater, here jumping in for the Local Obscene Season 6 finale. We've made it all the way to the end of Season 6, and I have an absolute fucking incredible treat for you. We sit down with Scorned Productions, who are doing some absolutely incredible things in the local scene right here in DFW. And what a better way to finish off this fucking season by talking to people who are actively involved in the scene, putting together badass shows, multiple genres, hardcore, punk, rap, folk punk. They're doing it all. And they're rallying together a community that actually cares about each other. They care about the fans. They care about the bands. And that's what fucking matters. Not only are they doing all of these incredible things, Scorned Productions is run by two women. And that is more important than ever in this day and age. But I'm gonna let them tell you all about it, okay? Let's knock out some housekeeping real quick. A clean house is a happy house. Do you love the local obscene? Well, you can head on down to the description in the bio of this episode and make a contribution. All of the funds are going to help me get the most badass equipment and software to provide you with not only badass podcasting, but sick fucking photography. I'm out there at the shows taking pictures, trying to make these fucking bands look dope. And if you want to support that, you can head on over to our Instagram at Local Obscene. And in that bio, there is a link to the new photography website that I have been working on pretty much every hour of my non-working day job. And I'm super stoked about it. And, you know, I think that's all I have. No, wait, actually, it's not all I have. Do you want to be on the Local Obscene? Shoot me an email at localobscene@gmail.com. What do you do? Are you in a band? Are you a comedian? Are you a fucking slam poet? Are you a guy that climbs up trees and whispers sweet nothings to them, telling them everything's gonna be okay because they're trees and they're just, you know, swaying in the wind, their roots deep in the earth? I wanna fucking know. All right, you can also head on over to that Instagram too and just shoot me a direct message there. Either way, let's get you on the fucking show. Okay, that is absolutely all I have now. How about we dive right in to that Scorned Productions interview? Thank you so much for listening. Let's go to the Haltom Theater. I love the Haltom. We are here with Scorned Productions, hanging out at the always incredible Haltom Theater before an event that they organized. How are you feeling before the show?
Excited.
Yeah.
Always excited.
Always, always, always. Yeah, we've got four really, really great bands. I'm a huge pop punk fan, so I'm always excited for a pop punk show.
We try to do like a couple different genres every month if we can. So, like, for March, we've got a bunch of hardcore, we've got kind of a mixed bill, we've got a rap show at the end of the month. One's a pop-punk show. So we've got four, like, just real good locals and DFW extended pop-punk bands coming out tonight to come hang out.
Come hang out in the past of the future. Hell yeah. The pop-punk pop-up. I was trying to say it on the way here. I was like, damn, that's a twister.
It is a mouthful, for
It's
sure.
a good one. Awesome. So, state your name and the role you play.
I am Steffi. We'll skip the last name because it's too much.
No.
Role I play, I'm co-founder. I handle all of the nerdy back-of-the-scenes shit when it comes to, like, all of our light coding, all of our setups. I usually am the one that talks about, like, paying the venue, paying the bands. And then we have... Yeah,
and I'm Jay, also co-founder and photographer, sometimes videographer. But we both do, like, booking. I mean, we were just saying we sit on the phone for hours at a time booking these shows and writing it all out on pen and paper and
shout out
to the literal drawing board with
literal.
It. But yeah, so we both play pretty equal parts in it. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Like, where one of us does not have strengths, the other one is like, oh, sick, I got you on this.
Yeah.
Great.
The yin and yang of booking shows.
Well, and we joke around a lot because she's very, like, girly and pop punk, and then I listen to grindcore.
Yeah.
So it's like we're very,
grindy boys.
Very opposites.
That is awesome. Best of both worlds right there, for sure. So what is the origin story of Scorned Productions?
Do we have to sign an NDA for this?
I know, right? Well, we both moved back to the DFW area
at the same exact, week.
Like, same week, same time last year, and we got to talking. I was literally out at a bar with my friends and got on the phone with Steffi, and she was like, so what do you think about booking shows? And I was like, I'm so down, because I just moved back from the UK and I started doing it in the UK and had an absolute blast with it. So it was meant to be, for sure.
Yeah, man, it was really crazy. We both moved back to DFW. Like, we had been friends for years. We've been friends for a long time. We've always stayed in contact. I moved back from Austin very unexpectedly. I didn't know I was coming back. You didn't know you were coming back from England either.
I didn't.
Like, we both just kind of decided, oh shit, I'm moving home. And then it was, I think, maybe 4 days later we got on the phone and we're like, okay, well, we don't like where the music scene's going.
Yeah.
We don't like what's happening with some of the younger bands. We don't like what's happening with some of these bigger companies. Yep. What the fuck can we do to make a difference in it?
3 weeks later, we had our first show booked.
Yep. And that was my birthday show last year. That was October 21st. We did it at Tulips for our first show, which was fucking wild.
Damn.
To book Tulips.
Awesome. That's amazing.
It was awesome. Yeah.
And we had Risinger, I'm pretty sure. It was
Risinger, Trespasser, Hardcore, No Way Out. Corporate Whore.
Those are the boys, man.
Yeah.
Those are the boys, bro.
It was a hell of a first show.
Right.
For heater. Any day of the fucking year.
Yeah.
Damn. That's fucking awesome. Yeah. So what is the driving force or the core philosophy behind organizing these shows?
The bands and the fans.
Absolutely.
That is our thing. And when we started talking about this, we started making jokes. It's like, oh, we're just for the bands and the fans. But that's not a fucking joke. Like, that is very much, like, we do not give a fuck about the money. Mm-hmm. Most of our shows that we do, we try to set up for charities or donations or nonprofits. And we give the majority of the money either to the bands or to the fucking company or to the venue. It's not about money for us. It's about making sure that there are safe opportunities for these newer bands to come up, like what we were kind of talking about with the bands I named earlier, to where they don't feel like there is so much pressure to belong to one company. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure they don't feel like they're getting manipulated or marginalized
taken advantage of. Yeah.
Because it's about the fucking love of the music, man. Like, if someone works with us, we don't give a fuck if they're working with another team 3 weeks later and promoting the same shows at the same time, because it's about the bands. It's about them coming
helping them
getting to have the exposure and experience.
Yeah.
So for us, it's really the bands and the fans, man.
Also being that we're a female run company, female run.
Yep.
It's a little unheard of, which
it's refreshing.
and not to be sexist, obviously, but I feel like we have an attention to detail that a lot of the bands that play for us see, that they don't see from other production companies. We just bands and fans. We just want to take care of everybody in the scene, for sure.
Core philosophy, bands and the fans. Yeah. Just keep it,
you heard it here
simple
first.
And perfect. Yes, awesome. Awesome.
Top
$10
million
Dallas Observer. Yeah. Right. Yes. Local obscene worlds. Global. Local zine? I don't fucking know. Local obscene. It's in the works. Hell yes. All right. So, what are some bands that you have worked with that you would recommend to our listeners?
Fucking Narcissist, bro.
God
damn. Narcissist, Dead Stereo. Corporate Whore, they're kind of on a hiatus right now. The guitarist just had a baby, but they're fucking crazy.
Is that a Jaren?
It is. It's Jared and Connor. Fucking just I love them. those brothers, man, there's something that they just fucking have. Connor is a musician that I work with on my own personal stuff too. He's fucking awesome. Those are really, really good guys. Narcissist, great guys. Dead Stereo, great guys. Yeah. Chimney Dream.
Yeah.
Fucking
Smart Fella.
Casper Flip. Oh my god, Casper Flip.
Yeah. I was gonna say there hasn't been a band that we've worked with that we've been like, we've loved all of the bands that we've worked with.
Kudu, Seer, fucking Outfox was sick as fuck.
Yeah.
Born in Blood was sick as fuck.
Yeah, we had that pop punk fest where we had Brave Days, Kid Liberty, Further North. Yep. We had a band from Houston called Long Live the Lights. We want to bring them back so bad. They were so much fun.
We've got High Score that is now Seasons.
Yep, Seasons now, not High Score.
Yep.
Yeah.
We had Galentine's with Moonstone, Big Drag, Maple, Headroom, Victoria Lemons. I mean, we have done all of the artists and the bands that we've booked.
Man. Yeah.
They've all been so solid. And I feel like we're so lucky
to
have booked and worked with everybody we have. Well, and tonight's kind of cool.
So for this show, these are all bands we've actually had already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every single band tonight we've brought out before. Smart Fella, I think this is like our third time
booking them.
Three Smart Fella out. Jacob's the shit.
We love them. We love them. But yeah, no, not a single band that have we worked with that I'm like, I wouldn't really book with them again. No, every single one, more than happy to work with again, for sure.
Well, it's so nice that there's so much heart in this fucking community.
Mm-hmm.
That there's just so much heart, and these people, you know, you get them in these rooms, and they're playing these shows together, and they don't fucking know each other from Adam when they get here, and then they're all walking out, hanging out, having new mirrors, and being friends.
Yeah, it's great. We love to see it.
Aw, that warms my heart. Well, you damn listeners, you got some research to do, right? All those down on a pen and paper and
go through them.
Absolutely. That is fucking awesome. All right, so what are some of the craziest show moments?
Oh, dude, working this wasn't even one of our shows, but I got to help out with Caroline Carr a couple months back and had to escort some people off of the stage that were trying to like get on stage while she was performing, which is pretty fucking wild. I also got shoulder checked by one of the dudes in Kid Liberty, and that was one of the hottest moments of my life. I'm not gonna lie, that was pretty wild.
I was gonna say, even just booking Kid Liberty, I started shooting bands when I was 16, and I'm from the Sherman area, so I grew up with Kublai Khan and Kid Liberty, and I mean, they used to play together all the time at the Sherman BFW, so 17 years ago now, booking them, or seeing them and shooting them, and now booking them and having them, you know, headline our festival. Kublai Khan's next. We have to be.
Yeah, I was about to say. We've got our hopeful list.
Yeah, but sure. that was really cool. I mean, putting on a mini fest, really.
Yeah, it was a mini fest like, that we did for Children's Cancer.
Yeah, Children's Cancer Fund of Dallas. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, doing that like 3 months into booking, that was insane. Absolutely insane.
And we honestly we were able to make a pretty decent sized donation.
Yeah, it was a really nice chunk that we got to give them, and it was awesome. Yeah.
I love that. That's great. Oh, alrighty. So if you could choose, if you could reach out to any band.
I have a list.
And they would 100% say yes. What is your ultimate show lineup?
All right, I got you. Let me pull the list off of my phone.
I know mine.
All right, so first off, I'm going to name some locals that do not exist anymore, and they are not on this lineup, but if I could book Osage Hills or New Science Projects again, my God, I would fucking cry. But they don't exist anymore, and I'm so sad about it. But my dream lineup would be Fulci, Nader, which is a Singapore grindcore band, Missouri Executive Order 44, which is a local band from Missouri, and then Disfiguring the Goddess would absolutely be where I would be it. And anything with Les Claypool.
I'm sold
on.
Nice.
Sounds fucking sick.
I think mine are so, like, I feel like mainstream.
I'm sorry, no!
So, the three bands that I haven't got to, like, experience or even see or photograph or anything, I've always said that these four bands on a show I would die.
Now I'm curious.
Bane, Botch, Dillinger Escape Plan, and Converge.
Okay, so Dillinger and Converge would be fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I would love to see Dillinger Escape Plan.
I'm hoping to go to Portland to see Botch's last two shows.
God, that's so cool.
I'm super, super fucking stoked on it. That's I get really to cool. shoot it and everything. So wow. Fingers crossed, I haven't got to see Botch yet.
I just want to cry in Jonathan Davis's lap and tell him I'm sorry.
Honestly, like, yeah, me
that's
too.
That's about it. I just want to hug him and be like, bro, I'm so sorry.
Crying in his lap, telling him he's sorry,
so sorry
or you're sorry. Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
That's me though.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Yeah,
same. I was definitely a '90s nu metal childhood.
I'll grow up one day.
Never.
No,
it's not happening. No. Nope. Well, that is super. All of that sounds like you guys are really forging your own path through the community, and it looks like you're doing a lot of great things for the community, and also just bringing these bands together. Kudos. It's fucking awesome.
That means a lot.
Well, tradition has it on the local obscene.
Oh, the weird question.
Do you want to be on the scene's number one game show?
Yes. Yeah.
They're down. Yeah, you have a choice, of course.
Do you want to play? I always want to play games. See, I really hope that never happens. If that fucker rolled up to me on a tricycle and asked me if I wanted to play a game, I'd be like, bro, I'm so down. I want Jenga.
Jenga. Each one of these Jengas has something you have to do.
Oh, no,
saw Jenga. It sounds fucking gnarly as shit. Well, the game we are playing today is This or That Extreme Edition.
Oh,
so I'm going to give you two things, and the one that you do not pick will go away forever.
Oh, God.
First one, tacos or pizza?
I'm a taco bitch, bro.
Tacos.
Keeping the tacos.
Oh, but I have a pizza tattoo! Fuck!
It's okay, you have that one forever.
Yeah, tacos. That's not going anywhere. That's fair. It's in my flesh.
Exactly.
Actually, all of pizza, every, like, memory of pizza, every pizza will disappear, including the tattoo.
But do I lose my whole ankle?
we'll say no on that.
Still taking tacos.
Tacos. Brisket tacos.
I just love
carne asada tacos, bro. I just...
Solid.
I love Texas.
Rip pizza.
Rip.
I love me some tacos though, so.
Yeah.
Video games or television?
Television. Bye.
Bye. TV.
Get
for
rid
sure.
of.
Yeah.
No audio. More TV. Video Adios. Games immediately.
For yeah. real. Sinking yeah. hole of
no, fuck about TV.
Non-productive activity.
I would only miss South Park and yeah. Aqua Teen Hunger Force. That's literally it.
Pick one console though.
Ooh.
PC, oh. bro. I would pick my computer.
Yeah,
PC.
Yeah, it's like building that bot, bitch.
So many free games on PC.
Oh, dude, yeah. And I volunteer for QuakeCon and have for like 10 years, so I
oh,
fucking
nice.
Get Steam codes every year. Like it's nothing.
That's what's up.
PC for life.
Yeah, for sure.
Hell yeah! All right, rip TV. We don't need your fucking bullshit. Couch sinking in. Eyes turning yeah. red.
Bro, my ass big enough. I don't need help.
Okay, Chipotle or Panda Express?
I would keep Panda. I got E. coli from Chipotle a billion years ago, and that was a thing.
I feel like Panda's gone down since I left and came back. Chipotle forever.
We're split.
Wow. The one time we don't go out.
Right?
Holy fuck, I have to shave my head and cry now. Shit.
That means
I would pick Chipotle,
identity crisis.
For you, for orange chicken.
That's literally.
I'll choose Panda.
Ooh.
Fine.
But
that's the people pleaser in me.
But the guac.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we do a rock, paper, scissors ultimate deciding? Okay.
Ready?
Spock.
Fuck off.
Oh, shit.
Fine, we'll go with Panda.
Spock? The fuck is
I
that?
I knew she was going to pull some backwards-ass shit. I
honestly, yeah.
But the needs
you
of
know?
The many outweigh the needs of the few, Jay.
All right, absolutely, we'll give it that.
God.
Spock wins.
I hate it here.
Oh, fuck. Alrighty. Corn or Slipknot?
Corn. Keep Corn.
Whoa.
Goodbye, Corn.
Why would you do
no.
Bye, Corey Taylor. I would rather have Stone Sour anyway.
Okay, I'm gonna choose Corn because
I didn't
we know
that
things. We know things, so I have
oh,
to
shit.
Choose Corn, yeah.
I just
know
want
things.
Jonathan Davis and Adidas to love me. I don't care about like, anything else in this world.
That's true, we
I
kind just, of already established.
Bro, I want his wife to love me.
I just want his dreads to love me.
I'd be like, damn, dude, my dad sucked too. I'm so sorry.
Just be slapped in the face with a sweaty, like, dread.
So worth it.
Down for it. Down. I would pay to have him so smack with some dreads.
That's like me with Natalie Portman. If Natalie Portman could walk up in her Garden State outfit and knock me in the face, I would be so
You'd
about
thank
it.
Her.
I would thank her.
I'd be like, thank
please.
You, Natalie Portman.
I appreciate it.
You're amazing.
I probably deserve it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, one more. Yeah. This one has no, you know, obviously there's love for both.
Okay.
But it's Extreme Edition. So the stakes are high.
Please don't be weed or dabs.
Weed or dabs. Like, those are two.
Fuck!
Fort Worth or Dallas?
If I die in Dallas, bro, bring my fucking body back to Fort Worth, motherfucker. I swear to God. If I am not in the 817 when I go out, drag my ass there.
I'm a Dallas kid. I used to work at the door in the Profit Bar and
1919 half bro.
Those are my stomping grounds back before Deep Ellum got a Patagonia. What?
No, I know. I will say I really miss the like mid 2000s Dallas era.
Oh, yeah.
From like 2007 to like 2012, 2013. Mm-hmm. That era of Dallas was the fucking shit. There was no beating the door. There really wasn't.
Nowadays, I would absolutely choose Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like if we're talking in regard to venues that we currently mm-hmm. have right now, I think Tulips, Haltom Theater, they're kind of fucking unbeatable at the moment.
Yeah. Like, Haltom's killing it right now.
I love Amazing. Every time I get to go work at Tulips and get to go work for a band up there, we get to throw mm-hmm. a show up there. Chaz, mm-hmm. the man that runs Haltom Theater, is a god.
Yeah.
Kiss killing his feet it. When he walks by.
Killing it.
That Chaz deserves all of the fucking respect in the world, man, because he really is out here. They put so much money into this venue and rebuilding it from the ground fucking up. And they make it so easy for production companies to run
small production
shows,
companies,
dude.
Especially.
Looking out for the little guys.
So easy for us. And Chaz is just so kind and genuine and easy
helpful.
To work with and fucking helpful.
Yeah.
And
so many good things to say about Haltom Theater, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can't wait to go back to Tulips, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like there are venues we're forgetting about in Fort Worth that we just haven't.
I mean, we're probably just ignorant to them.
Brain
fart. If I'm being completely honest.
Yeah.
Like, if we're going to Arlington, I love Growl.
Yeah. Oh, Growl is sick.
Caves
Growl
is also sick as fuck. I love going to Caves.
Yeah.
Erica at Caves is one of my favorite bartenders. If we're talking Denton, Erica at Andy's is the
Andy's
shit.
Andy's is great. Yeah.
Anytime we get to work with the people with Forever Spoon Dogs. And Charlie, like, absolutely love Charlie Diebold.
Yeah.
He's a fucking another god in the music scene.
Yeah.
Like,
just a wonderful
We demon. Are, we are to be real serious for a second, man, we are so fortunate and so thankful to be in the situation that we are in, to be able to work with these wonderful people, these talented musicians, these brilliant fucking minds, because there's just so much creativity, there's so much talent in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Denton, Waxahachie, Weatherford fucking area that...
Yeah.
There's some killer bands coming from Weatherford.
From Weatherford, man. Yeah. Weatherford's killing
really?
It right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah.
Castleford, I'm pretty sure, is Weatherford.
Yeah, isn't...
That's awesome.
Aren't Harcourt from Weatherford?
I think Harcourt is also from Weatherford.
Yeah, great hardcore band.
Yeah, they go
There's
they
just
go
there's
heavy.
A couple
yeah.
bands
yeah.
that
couple
are up in
ago.
That area, even like to Mineral Wells and shit like that, that they just... There's so much
we're
heart.
We're spoiled
man.
For
we're,
choice.
We're fucking spoiled, bro. Like, we have bands hitting us up. We've got a bunch of international and national acts coming through to us that we haven't announced yet.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's exciting.
Yeah. Big tings.
Well, and then we've got this next show coming up on March 1st that's going to be here at Haltom Theater, and we're doing it for the Epilepsy
Foundation. Yeah, with Exile Records.
And Hardcore Diaries.
Yeah,
they're
going to
come
Diaries
and film the situation.
Yeah.
And we've got True Grit, Cold Case, Bed of Nails, Jawline from OKC, Cutthroat and Force of Will coming through for that show.
Yeah.
So that is like
stoked.
It's gonna be one of, in my opinion, the most stacked hardcore shows of fucking March.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's gonna be in the small room, so we're gonna pack it
up. Oh my god.
We're gonna be filming it. There's gonna be Hardcore Diaries. Yeah, it's gonna be
hardcore. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what's the word for that?
Hardcore Diaries is coming out. They're gonna film it, and
I'll be taking
Exile
pictures
Records
as best I can.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Look out on that one.
Yeah.
Put on the shoulder pads, everyone. We're taking pictures tonight.
Absolutely.
Mouth guards, all of it.
I'm happy I'm working and not getting my ass kicked. That show,
seriously.
I'm not trying to get
I will
the
be
house
getting
by
my ass kicked.
My ass is not good. Like, Holy I'm good. Bitches that come to the hardcore shows are bad, bro.
Yeah, love them.
They're real. Bad as fuck. And like, I mean, getting to see River Elliot front any fucking project is a goddamn honor.
Ballista's killing it.
True Grit, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely. So excited to see True Grit.
Absolutely.
I'm so excited to see Force of Will, too, honestly. Yeah. Like,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, we... Oh, spoiled, man. Spoiled.
Well, that was the last thing I was going to get to. What are some awesome shows you guys have coming up?
That big one on March 1st is going to be the biggest one. Mm-hmm. We've got one here also in the main stage for her birthday we haven't announced yet that's going to be on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. We haven't announced that one yet. We're getting ready to drop the flyer. And then I have been booking together for the end of this month in the side room again a hip-hop rap show.
That's
that
awesome.
Might also have a couple hardcore bands playing at it. So
That mix-up.
Yeah, we're thinking about throwing a little bit of a mix together for the hardcore and the hip-hop kids just because there's so much common ground between
exactly.
The
I would say the pit is kind of the same vibe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As far as like the... I don't even know the time signature. What word do you say there? They go. It's the same kind of throwing the arms
bro,
up.
You can throw ass to anything with a downbeat.
Throw ass. There it is.
You can throw ass to anything with a downbeat.
In April, we've got Sister Wife Sex Strike from Seattle.
Yeah, they're coming down through. From the PNW.
What was that one again?
Sister Wife Sex Strike.
They're a they're like a folk punk band.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, little known secret. Sick. I was in a crust punk band for a while, and so I still venture into my folk punk and crust punk. But they hit us up. And they're so fucking
so
talented.
Excited. I mean,
they just got off tours with Days and Days a couple years ago.
I live way out in the sticks of Texoma, and even like my friends out there are like, holy shit, Sister Wife Sex Strike is coming, like have to go to that one. Yep. They I guess blew up on TikTok and now they've got this incredible following and are getting to do this tour. And super excited for that one.
Absolutely. They're coming through with Fire Ant Season from Austin, who's a band that I got to go on tour and go play with Days and Days a billion fucking years ago, it feels like now.
Yeah.
But they're coming out here with also Dusty the Kid and Stormy Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And Stormy Montana is a Denton singer-songwriter, folk punk artist that was who I went on my very first tour with, recorded my first EP for me, like... So it's a very, very full circle fucking moment for me looking back 10 years later because Stormy's opening and Fire Ant Season's the first place I ever played outside of DFW when I went on my first little mini run. So it's fucking, awesome. it's really cool how full circle this is really starting to come for both of us.
All of it, it's so cool.
I should have added Omerta to the dream lineup show from Houston. Always shout out the Omerta boys, man.
Yeah. Oh, see, and I'd love to see On Better Terms again. I went out on the road with those guys. We did 2 weeks on the East Coast, and it was great. We went out with Valleys and from Oklahoma, and I just adore those dudes, all of them, every single one of them, love them. I'd love to see those two bands again for sure.
Awesome. Quick recap, we got March 1st,
absolutely,
we got March 17th,
absolutely,
and then
March 23rd all here.
Oh snap.
All here at Halton. Absolutely.
That's awesome. So March is stacked, April stacked, pretty much it sounds like the whole year is going to be stacked with Scorn Productions
all the way through. all the way through the year,
fucking
man.
Amazing.
April 7th in Denton is the Sister Wife Sex Strike show.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's at Andy's in Denton on April 9th.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know what to do, listeners. Of course. Well, first, where's the best place to find Scorn Productions and everything you guys have coming up?
Instagram.
Yeah, Scorned PR on Instagram. You can just look up Scorned Productions on Facebook.
Yep.
You
can also email us at booking@scornedpr.com.
Yep.
And that'll go directly to our booking email. You can hit us both up on Facebook as well, our personal Instagrams.
What's your Instagram handle?
It's probably something really stupid. I think it's like Scorpion Queen or something really lame.
Yeah.
Something
hell
like
that.
Yeah.
The O is a zero.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Mine's Hades.
At least it's not fucking John 117 or something like that. It's fucking worse.
Oh,
mine's
Hades
J. Gray, and you can always hit us up literally anywhere. We'll get back to you for sure.
Absolutely.
So fans, hit them up.
Yep.
Keep an eye on it for the shows. Bands, hit them up for the bookings.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Or we will be in your inbox on the
Yes, we will. We will find
They might find you.
We will find you.
Sounds like they have incredible knowledge of bands. Just all the ones they just listed off the top of the dome was insane. And of course, follow Scorn Productions on all the social Media. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for coming on the podcast.
Oh, obscene.
Yes.
Hey, shut up.
No, dude, we really, really appreciate you coming out here and talking with us. This has been an awesome, awesome experience. Yeah. We really enjoyed it.
That's great. What? Oh, shit. Oh, God. Yes, bro. There's trolls under the stage of the Halted Theater. What's happening? Fuck yeah. Well, thank you again, Scorn Productions, for being on The Local Obscene.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And now it's time for the closing statement with your host, Chief Swiftwater.
What's up, listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to the season 6 finale with Scorned Productions. They are doing some absolutely incredible things for the scene, and it just sounds so promising and so exciting, and I really think there are two individuals to keep an eye out for, because they just care. They care about people, and that is what we fucking need in the scene. Speaking of caring, I care about you for fucking listening to this season of The Local Obscene. It was quite a wild ride, and just so many incredible people. And speaking of incredible people, you know what time it is for the season finale, the Master Thank You List. Drum roll, please. Noisy Neighbors, Joe Guzman, Bullet Machine, Free Spirits, Negative Influence, Wade Wadlington of Division Brewing, Will Colley, organizer of Festerino 5, Hofocker, Battery Doll, Anti-Rad, Shit the Bed, Better Now, Panther Revival, Molly Ringworm, Casual Relapse, Casey Joy Photography, Toke Mage, Stein Design, Death Pact, Amethyst Michelle, Mean Motor Scooter, and Scorned Productions. Round of applause for all of you and your contributions to this season of The Local Obscene, making it absolutely fan-fucking-tastic. And let me tell you, even season 7 is right around the corner. I'm gonna keep this train a-chugging. I already have something lined up for you, so you better keep those ears open, because we ain't stopping. It's gonna get fucking wild, okay? I have big, big plans for The Local Obscene, and on top of that, hella fucking photography is going down. You can go to our photography website now. It's on Smug Mug under Local Obscene. But if you head on over to our Instagram at Local Obscene, there is a link tree and there is a link to the photography website. And really cool thing about it is you can actually buy physical prints of your favorite photos on many different sizes. I think they even have them on fucking coffee cups and keychains and giant canvases if you want to get really crazy with it. Super excited about that. I also really want to get a fucking Local Obscene, I'm not even kidding about that, website going, to where I can write articles and things of that nature and do stories and stuff aside from the podcast. So our vision is huge, the dreams are massive, and you are the one who really bring that to fruition. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this show for all these years. Our 5-year anniversary actually wasn't too long ago. Holy shit, I couldn't even believe it. Fucking insane. That will be episode 70. 70 fucking episodes of this. I've loved every minute of it. I absolutely love the community in this area and the bands that are able to come on through and say hello. If you
you want to be on the show, please hit me up at localobscene@gmail.com as our email, or again, you can go over to our Instagram at localobscene and just send me a fucking direct message. I will get back to you, whether it's you want to be on the podcast, you want a fucking photography shoot. Let us do this shit. It's gonna be epic. I want you to be a part of it. Thank you again from the bottom of my soul for listening to The Local Obscene. I'm your host, Chief Swiftwater, signing off.